High school soccer coach, wife dead after Texas flash flood, children missing. By Elizabeth Weibel on July 6, 2025. A high school soccer coach and his wife were reported to be among the people who died in the devastating flash flood in Texas over Independence Day weekend. Reese Sunker, who served as the boys' soccer coach for Tivy High School, and his wife, Paula, were confirmed to be dead, according to a post on Facebook from the Tivy Boys Soccer. Zunker was described as being a mentor, teacher and a role model for the children in Kerrville. Heartbroken over the loss of coach Reese Sunker and his wife Paula, the Tivy Boys Soccer team wrote, "Our Tivy soccer and kids community is heartbroken with the loss of our leader and inspiration. Coach Reese Sunker was not just a soccer coach, he was a mentor, teacher and a role model for our Kerrville kids. Zunker was also described as having rebuilt the soccer program and as having left a legacy. His passion for his players, students, co-workers, community and his family will never be forgotten," the Tivy Boys Soccer added. Zunker's two children were still reported to be missing as of Sunday morning, according to the Kerrville Daily Times. Breitbart News's Bob Price and Randy Clark reported that in the aftermath of torrential rainfall leading the Guadalupe River to rise about 26 feet within 45 minutes, the death toll from the flash flood has grown to almost 70. 11 girls and a counselor from Camp Mystic, a Christian summer camp for girls, are still reported to be missing. During a press update on Sunday morning, Kerr County Sheriff Larry Leatha told reporters that at least 59 people are confirmed to have died in the devastating flood that struck the Texas Hill Country over the Independence Day weekend. Leatha said the dead include 38 adults and 21 children, the Texas Tribune reported. The article reports that 59 deaths were located in Kerr County and 10 others were in the surrounding flood area counties. Richard Dick Eastland, who served as the director of Camp Mystic, was confirmed to be among those who had died as a result of the flash flood. Eastland reportedly died while trying to save campers, according to the Kerrville Daily Times. On Sunday morning, President Donald Trump revealed that he had signed a major disaster declaration for Kerr County, Texas that would ensure that first responders got the resources they need. "I just signed a major disaster declaration for Kerr County, Texas, to ensure that our brave first responders immediately have the resources they need," Trump wrote in a post on Truth Social. "These families are enduring an unimaginable tragedy, with many lives lost, and many still missing. The Trump administration continues to work closely with state and local leaders."